The children will be having their Christmas little Christmas thing on December the 20th. I think that's like the third Sunday in December. I'm just amazed at these kids, how they learn. But I kind of think they learn everything else. They learn this too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody got anything before I start? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord. And I'm talking to Allison, and we're going to pray about some things. And all of us are praying about some things, okay? But it ain't nothing like home. You sure got that right. It ain't nothing like it. Hallelujah, ain't nothing like it. Even Clay, when he told us, I don't go to my church. He nothing, you know. So it's just something about the Lord. It's just something about being around the people you're around. You know, it ain't the point that you don't. I do. I have a ball. I had a ball at this church. I was telling them, I said, it was just beautiful. Just the way they sang. And I said, oh, Lord. And I just had a ball. But it's nothing like being around the people that you love and you're used to. And you. I want to go to Romans. Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. And I'm praying also for Marilyn, oh my God, whoever died, who was a friend, when he says a friend died, a friend's daughter or something got killed. I tell you, these are trying times. Oh God, I pray for those, Lord, that are in the hospital and those that's been shot and those been, Lord, I pray. And I pray that you would send laborers into your harvest, Lord, so that we can touch these young people and let them know they don't have to do this kind of thing. It's going to take you, God. It's going to take you. So instead of us getting all upset about it, it's going to take you. And it's going to take a lot of prayer. Say a lot of prayer. Say a lot of prayer. It's going to take a lot of prayer. Amen. It's going to take a lot of prayer. Amen. Well, I could say some more things, but let's turn to Romans 4. May God bless the reading of his word, and may he anoint me to preach it. And may he bless the people's ears that we may all hear and be helped and be changed. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to start down. I'm not going to talk about all the law up in Romans 4. I'm going to start down. I'm trying to find out where to start. That's why I'm hesitating. Number 15. Because the law worketh wrath. Where no law is, there is no transgression. Because there have to be a law. That's why God had to write it. The Ten Commandments. Because before then, when he did it, it wasn't imputed unto him. Because it wasn't wrote. Did y'all know that? He had to write it down so it could be imputed. When you go to court and you got some fabulous idea that the law should be different, if it's not wrote down, it will not get done. It has to be wrote. Did y'all know that? Yeah, that's right. And so the Bible says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. That's what we got to do. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so that thy seed be. You know, now we look at Abraham. We've read this so much in Sunday schools and everywhere, and people preach from it. But you don't really understand the depths of this. Because when God told Abraham that he was going to have a child, you know, great. And he was too old almost then. But he was 100 years old before this was fulfilled in his life. And she was 90. She was past, y'all know, she was past everything. And she knew she could not have a child. Now, you know, we look at the scriptures and we think, oh, you know, you don't take it as serious. But for a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman to conceive, that is really something. What I'm trying to say now, there are things that God has told us. It don't look like it's going to ever be. And it don't look like it's been so long that we ain't, and you know, we ain't got it, we ain't seen it, and all this kind of thing. God has told me things. Let me tell you something. I'm still looking for the promises that God has promised me. I say, I'm still looking for the problem. And you know, when the devil comes, girl, you getting old. I say, that's just too bad. Because then I remember my father, Abraham, who was 100 years old before God gave him the promise. And I was thinking of the day as I come in and I see the church, and I've been asking God some things and, you know, praying for some things. And I know it's never God's fault. It's me. I said, Lord, you fix me so I can receive the promise that you told me about. But one thing I tell you, I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to wait on him and see the promise that he promised. Now, in my case, naturally, like Abraham, I can say I'm too old. Lord, you don't see I'm getting too old. He said Abraham was 100 when he received what he was promised. Well, okay, I'm through. That ain't good. Well, I try not to say that because he told me don't say I'm too old, so I'm trying not to say that. But I said, Lord, my body is feeling, I'm breaking down. My body feels, you know, I didn't say I'm sick, but, you know, my body, this hurt, that hurt. And then I said, Lord, somebody really said what I needed to hear today. You said that God had you to pull the wonder down a little bit. You knew it was God. God is God. He don't ever change. Come on, be with me now here. He go before you before you ever get there. He go before you ever get there and fix things that you don't even know. So I came up. I've been going through some things. And Lord, now look, this ain't right because that ain't right. And I can't get this and can't do that. And I can't start this and try to do this and try. That ain't right. But she stood up and said something that just, close it up. You know, I said, you just something else. Lord, you just something. I said, I'm through with it. I said, I'm through. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait like Job. So I'm going to wait till my change come. I'm going to wait until my change come. And if my change don't come in my lifetime, I'll stand before God and say, I waited and I believed you. I waited until my change came. Wait till your change come. If God said it, believe what he said. Because I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something. When he showed me this, and when somebody else got testify, I said, oh, Lord. Abraham, he promised Abraham, our father, who we're supposed to be kind of emulating here, our father waited upon God. And I know you waiting. I know you waiting on your healing, because I am. I know you waiting on something else, because I am. We all are waiting on something. And some of us are waiting on things that we know going to have to be God. Because we know can't nobody do nothing for us. We've been to the doctor and he can't help us. We've been down the street and they can't help us. We've been up the corner and they can't help us. We took this, we took that, and that don't help us. It's going to have to be God. But God told me, said, where did you ever believe? I said, Lord, I always thought you didn't need no help. He said, just keep on believing that. Because I don't need no help. Hey, glory. Glory. I told Dad, I said, I just need to know what's wrong with me. So I went to the doctor, and I got x-rays of my neck. And they, you know, turn around, dude, I guess. I don't know. And so the lady was very nice. Of course, they're always nice. I said, Ernie, she thought it was maybe something pinched up in my neck or something. You know what I mean? Then my hand doing what it's doing. Something pinched. And I'm going to tell you something. None of us are free from Satan. What I'm saying is he going to bother whoever he can bother. You ain't. He bothered Jesus. Come on now. And you're going to be, you many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord said, I will deliver them from them all. So just because you're going through an affliction don't mean that you're not saved. That don't mean that you're not sanctified. That don't mean you ain't filled. It's just that you're in a place, praise God, that God don't see, are you going to wait on me? Are you going to believe me? You done preached it. Now let me see what you believe. You've been told it. Some of y'all have been told things and you still believe it and you ain't seen it. Then you get the one that was, somebody told me, said, I don't believe there's no God. He told me that 20 years ago. You know, somebody keeps saying this to me, saying it. Come on now. I'm talking to somebody, and he ain't done it yet. But when he do it. So when is the point that you're going to say he ain't going to do it? It could be that point right there when he was getting ready to do it, and you gone. So you know what? I have to keep staying. I say, God, you said you would heal me. I woke up one morning, and when I'm in my waking up hours, he said, I am the Lord thy God, which healeth thee from all thy diseases. And I got up, I said, oh, I'm healed. Amen. But I am healed, because you are healed. You healed. He already, ain't nothing else he going to do. He finished, he said on the cross, it's finished. And so where are we? I said, Lord, where am I? Now I'm talking about me. Where am I? You know, what is this, Lord? And so I don't ask the forgiveness for everything I know and thought I knew. Lord, what am I doing? Who am I? Tell me what to do. Tell me, because I'm tired of this. Now I know where you are. I'm tired of it. But then I think about you. Do you have to go to work? And I can't imagine what it's like. I know when my knees went out, Gwen had to take me up to urgent care. I had fallen when we had went on that vacation and told something in my knee. Told my, what you call that, my tendon? Told her, the doctor said my tendon was torn. And so I couldn't walk. I couldn't hardly walk. Gwen came and took me to urgent care, and the man gave me a shot, and that did pretty good. It healed. Now this knee went out. So every morning I get on my knees, I get on this knee and hold this knee up and say, Lord, heal me. Lord Jesus. I kept holding that knee up, but one morning I got up. One day I got up and both my knees was healed. Hallelujah! I want you to know, now it didn't take overnight, brother. I don't know how many. This arm, I fell on this arm and it was a year before it healed. But I kept on believing God. Well, you go to the doctor, it's going to take you that long, too. Come on. And then I didn't have to sit in no waiting room. I didn't have to fill out all them crazy papers. I kind of feel they don't know nothing about me. When you get up there, talk, what's your daddy's name? What's your? I said, they don't know nothing, shoot. And I go to God and say, God, I may have to wait, but you wait anyway. Amen. Stop your lying. You sit up there and wait sometimes 5 or 6 hours for the people to get to you. Come on now. So you might as well wait on God. You wait 2 or 3 hours. Can you wait 2 or 3 hours in prayer? Can you wait there? Can, come on. But now you sit up, you take them other hours, you be waiting, and then you're complaining. Come on, we all do it. Come on. When you gonna do it, God? When you gonna do? When you gonna do this? And when you gonna do that? Oh my God. Hallelujah. Let's spend some time thanking him. Now you get up and say you thank him, but come on, let's spend some time saying, Lord, I know where I am. I know I'm waiting upon you. But let me tell you something. Ooh, Jesus, now this is gonna solve the problem. I know maybe you read this and maybe you didn't, just skipped over it. Now here was Abraham. Let's get back to Abraham. He believed in hope. That 18th verse, the Bible say he believed in hope. And he was that he was going to be the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. He believed that. He didn't see nothing. Children of God, he didn't see nothing. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, because she was dead, she's 90. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Listen, while you're on your way, I know this is the truth. People are going to say, what you say your name is now? Abraham. That means the father. Wait a minute. Now, God will change your name. Now, I don't about to mess up in there, no. But he will change you. He will change you where you can believe. Come on, Jesus. He will change you. And you got to have faith and hold on. I know this is a good message, because you got to in this hour and in this day when all this mess is happening, don't you tell me it ain't taking effect upon you. If you look at something on that television, I'm like, where now? I'm like her. I believe they got, what they call it, subliminal. Do you know when you're looking at television, they got stuff under there they showing you that you don't see? Hello? Oh, she getting crazy. It's the truth. They got stuff under there because they got enough stuff that you do see. And the kids, I don't care. Maybe people, listen, your children, keep them, give them something to do. I give them something to do. And I was looking at something I was looking at. I mean, it was good. Up come this Halloween man that looked like the devil, one of the demons, on the commercial. And I said, God, don't let these kids see this. Don't let them see it. I done told y'all 50 times that's how I got in the place I was in. My mama let me go see the wolf man. And he followed me home. And I was nigh unto crazy. I began to hear things, see things. I was messed up. Yes. Because you were flirting with that world. Everybody quiet. Don't read no horoscopes. That ain't nothing but the devil. He ain't nothing but trying to listen. You mess with him, he can mess with you. You stay off his territory, and you tell him to get out of here. Because I'm not messing with you, and you better get out of here. But now, admit that he ain't going to come up and whisper to you now. Come on now. But if you know you're doing what's right, you got to, I rebuke you, devil. But now, if you out there messing with him now and playing with horoscopes and this kind of thing and that kind of thing and that kind of, come on now. And he said, well, he didn't go. No, he don't have to. Did I get there? Am I telling the truth? Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us. Okay, I'm going to read on. Praise the Lord. He said, he staggered not. And being, listen, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Listen, you got to be fully persuaded, D. I got to be fully persuaded. And so I'm asking God, Lord, am I fully persuaded? Hey, do what you say. Am I fully persuaded? Now, I know God make doctors. I'm not against doctors. But they don't know enough for me. Because when I go there and sit, I got to tell them all this. They ought to know that. Now, what did your mama have? Did your daddy have such and that? Your auntie have? Now, name of what you done had. Then they got a list of long this here. I said, God, if I had all that, I'd be dead. And you got to go checking off that. No. I'd rather sit in a prayer room for about an hour and say, God, help me. I say, God, help me. Thank you, Jesus. He said, now it is written. Wait a minute. Now I don't want to. Being fully persuaded what he promised he was able to perform. And listen to this. And therefore, listen now. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Listen to what I'm saying now. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. It wasn't written for Abraham, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. When you believe, your faith will be imputed for righteousness. If you don't believe, hallelujah, that the Bible says it's an evil heart of unbelief. Making sense. But when you believe, it makes that it goes up to you for righteousness when you believe God. Am I making sense? See, his righteousness was Lord have mercy. Help me, Lord. His faith was put down righteousness. He's right. Righteousness. Righteous. Now, did I get that plain enough? Because when the Lord showed me that, I said, whoa. I said, wow, Lord. So I'm going to have faith in you. Hallelujah. And I get enough up there. I said, hey, Lord. Now I'm believing you. I'm believing you. My right. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? It's not kosher to have unbelief. You have to ask God. That's what a man say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. And that's why Jesus said, you mean after all this time? What in the world? He was really outdone with them. That they did not believe him. Lord, help us today. Listen, don't care what people say. When you get down and read your Bible and God say, duh, 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 believe it. Because the Bible said he magnified his word, 138 and 2 of Psalms, above all his name. His name is his word. I said, his word. If he says something, he'll bring it to pass. I said, if he said it, it'll happen. You ain't got to worry if he said. Now, if you done made up your mind that he said it, I don't care if it's 3 years done passed. He going to do it. I said, he going to do it. I remember when me and Bridget used to go in houses and look. We look in houses, and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I'm going to give her a house. There it is, sitting around there. But she kept believing. She said, Mama God said, he going to give me a house. I said, he said, he going to give me a house. I said, that's it. Now, she was always one that looked like she struggled so bad. I'm going to watch what I'm saying. But I said, look like the one that struggled and came up on the top. Come on, don't you see that? When I go in a house, I know it's God's house. And when I go in there, I want to put something in it because it's God's house. And when I go in there, I want to put a little picture over there. Because it's not, now y'all don't get jealous now. Y'all got to understand what I'm saying. When God do something, woo, Jesus. Woo, when God do something, good Lord for my son. Oh, my God. Then you say, well, I got a, yeah, you got a house. Well, see, you was able to do all that. You understand, don't you, Gwen? But when God do something, I say when God do something. A lot of times, Bill says she wake up at night. I don't say too much now. And she wake up and say, I am not dreaming. Am I dreaming? God going to fulfill your dream. You're going to, oh, Stephanie, if you, God don't bless you, I ain't saved. God don't give you, and you're going to wake up and be on the job that you went to school for. Or I'm going back and just give it up. You're going to be on the job that you went to school for. And you're going to say, what am I doing here? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going out on a limb because I believe God. I believe God. All you got to do is walk and believe God. Yeah, I'm decorating these cakes now. But have your book over here. Say, yeah, and I'm sitting in this house. This is what I'm gonna be doing. This is what I'm gonna be doing. I'm gonna be designing houses. That's what I would do. You know. You gotta walk. You got to walk in this thing. I say you gotta walk in this thing. You got to keep. Don't give up. I can tell you that because I'm not giving up. It's hard for me to work with this with no. Now it's getting where I ain't got no feeling in all in my hand. I mean, this hand is going through. But this is the hand. Now, ain't that strange? They told me that when you have that, it'd be in your right hand. It's in my left hand. The devil slipped up. Because this is the hand he know I use to pray for the sick. He know this is the hand that God anointed. He know this hand was anointed by God. I went to a lady's house. One of my, oh, thank you, Jesus. And she grabbed what I gave her, whatever. She cooked my hand. And she said, Lord, bless this woman's hand. This hand. This is the hand I always laid hands on. A man came up to my altar once. He came to pray for his wife. He said, I come to pray for my wife. And the Holy Spirit said through this ear, put your hand up on his heart. And I laid this hand right here on that man's heart. And God healed that man. He called me at Cooper 30. He said, look, I don't know what you got. But when I went back to the doctor, I'm everywhere whole. He said, God heal me. Now, the devil don't want me to use my hand. The devil don't want. This is the hand I laid on Sister, that woman up there, Sister Marilyn. This hand. I'm sure it's in his hand too, but this is just the hand that God said he anointed, so this is the hand I use. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so strange how the devil attacks this hand. I know God better than that. You know, and they said, no, it's be your right hand. I said, no, this is not my right hand, it's my left hand. And it acts up too, just like your knee do. I can take pain, but this thing acts up. Say, well, you got arthritis. I don't care if it's arthritis, bursitis, or januaritis, or what it is. It's got to go. And I'm going to wait on God. I said, Lord, they don't need me going, my doctor. But then I go to the doctor, it's not right, you know, that I don't do something she asked me to do. So let's go, and I want to know what this is. It's either in your neck or in your, I said, So I waited around. I thought they had took the thing out of the thing. Out of. But they had it up. Oh, yeah, I see you got an appointment. I said, oh, boy. It'll take about 5-10 minutes. I said, when they finally did what, Lord? I'm not taking no more drugs. January, Jubidubi, or whatever they give you. I'm not taking it. I'm not going to take nothing, Lord. I'm not taking nothing else. So if they give me something, what is that going to help me? And I ain't going to let them cut on me. Forget it. And I'm talking about me. Now, look, don't be trying to be me. You be you. I ain't going to let them do it. So what am I going for? And do you know they make you, I don't know how y'all go to the doctor. Ooh-wee. She asked me, say, you want your neck and your chest? No, I had a chest x-ray. Just take my neck. $770. How can people go to the doctor? I don't mean I paid that now, but that's what it costs. But then I had to write a check for the percentage of the copay. I ain't like that. And I told Ernest, I said, now, honey, if I'd have took the x-ray or this and that, I'd have been mad when I walked out of here. Because I couldn't have went to the Golden Corral or whatever Ernest called it. How do people live paying all that money? Yeah, that's why a lot of them don't go. Hold on, children of God. God is God. I don't care what we see. He's going to do what he say. You sick, God going to heal you. I believe it. I do. I believe it, literally. I wouldn't preach it if I didn't believe it. Now, I don't understand why this lull in here. I don't understand it. But I said, Lord, I don't understand, but I'm going to hold on to you anyhow. I say, I'm going to still hold on. You hold on, children of God. And every day I'm going to say, by your stripes, I'm healed. Every day I'm saying, Lord, I'm healed. By your stripes, I'm healed, Lord. They ain't be hurting me so bad. I said, by your stripes, I'm healed, Lord. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on. A lot of times people go because they get tired of be hurting. You know, you go because you're sick of hurting. You know, you're tired of hurting. Praise the Lord. But he going to come. Hell, he going to come. Everybody, and I said, Lord, everybody in the church done prayed for me. Everybody on the TV done prayed for me. I shook my hand, put my hand, placed my hand, put it up, put it down. Everybody. One man, let me tell you this, and we'll let you go. It was a brother that was on, he was praying. This is the truth for heaven. He said, somebody with your, let's see, rheumatoid arthritis in your hand, because that's what I believe it is. And he said, He said, in your hand. And so he said, rheumatoid arthritis, go. And I said, oh, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Because I got healed like that once before. See, I'm just shaking my hand. Oh, I'm knowing I'm healed. Oh, hallelujah. And so I was so excited. Next couple of days, I'm going back on and listen to him. This is the truth for heaven. I went back on this program to listen to him. He did not say that. God said it. He didn't say it. It was a lady sitting, this is the truth. She was sitting right here. Sister D brought her, Velma. She came and she thought she had cancer. We was having service and she stood up right here, this right here. And so she said, I'm going to let Sister D pray for me. So I prayed for her. She got healed. Wait a minute. So we went to this tea that Glenda had. And she said, So she told Sister D, she said, Sister Davis said, this is not cancer. I did not say that. I did not say it. You talking about a God. Maybe I should have said it. I didn't say that. But she heard out of my mouth that you were healed. Now, y'all don't believe in that, do you? I'm sorry. Y'all missing. Y'all come on up here now and stop being so silly. She heard me say that. I did not say that. She said, I said, I didn't. I ain't even, I just prayed for it and that was it. But she said, Sister David said, this ain't cancer. She believed it and got well. I've had a couple experiences like that. I had a couple experiences. It was a man that, and I'm going to let you go. It was a man here, some friends ago to our church, an older guy. They ran under a truck. His wife was killed instantly. And his liver was cut up. He was dying. He told Sister Lee, ask Sister Davis, am I going to live? This happened, sure enough. Ask Sister Davis, I'm going to live. So my pastor called me, she said, Sister Davis, brother so-and-so, say, is he going to live? I said, what are you asking me for? That's terrible. And all of a sudden, some couple of men said, tell him he'll live. That man lived, came to the service, praised, preached a couple of more lives. You got something down in you that you don't even know you got. I didn't even know I had that. I said, I didn't know I had it. You believe it, don't you, brother? You got something you don't know what you got. People look at you, you look like some little peon, but you got something in you and trying to show us what we got down in us. The man lived, came to church and praising God. So David showed up and I said, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, he lived. He may be dead now, but he sure lived. Amen. And it wasn't Sister Davis. Because Lord knows, I did not know. I thought he offended me. He asked me, what is wrong with him? What do you mean he's asking me, is he going to die? How do I know what he's going to die or not? But then it rose up. I say, tell him you live. And he lived. You got something down in you. And let me tell you, your faith. Listen good now. The faith you use for God is accounted for righteousness. If you have faith and just keep on having faith, God writing it down for righteousness. This is good for her. That's what the Bible say. God gave me that this morning. I said, ooh, Jesus. So what he said to you is unbelief ain't kosher. I don't care what it looked like. Listen now. If he said it, it's going to be. It's going to be. I say it's going to be. If he said it. And I want you to know this is a different day we're living in now. Satan ain't going to just sit back and let you get nothing. He's going to fight you. I say he's going to fight you. We fasted and prayed last week and went and prayed for this sister. And the Lord told us in 7 days you're going to be okay. She had, what you call that, sir? Sciatic nerve was pinched. So on the 7th day, she was right. She was okay. Boy, she was happy. And in a couple more days, it came back. But see, she didn't have enough sense to know that the devil comes back. Come on. Did y'all know the devil come back? Yeah, he comes back. But she should have said, hey, wait a minute now. I'm healed. You better get out of here. You don't belong here. Y'all believe that? My pastor prayed for a man, prayed for a lady. She told him, you ain't got to come. Just pray. He said, boy, that sounds like the scripture. He said, wow. So he prayed for this boy who was having seizures. The Lord picked that boy, healed him. So she said the next couple of days he fell out. She said, no, you not. Come on, people used to have some sense. Said, no, you ain't. You get out of here. My son is healed. That man of God prayed, and my son is healed. And he was healed and stayed healed. Y'all hear me? I said, y'all hear me? You can get up here and get somebody to pray for you, and you get well, and you go back. And the next couple of days, the devil say, I'm going to see. And he put that, it don't have to be the disease, but the feeling of it coming back upon you. And pray. And then you go, I didn't get it. The Lord didn't do it. He didn't do it. Now, what's the matter with the Lord? He didn't do it. If he did it Thursday, what's going to make him change his mind? He ain't no Indian giver. When he give you something, you got it. I said, when he give you something, you got it. Keep it. Don't let the devil take it. He ain't gonna say, well, she healed. No. He going to come back. And God's people need to know how to keep their healings. Stand on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. I've delivered my soul. I just, if I, you don't get nothing else, remember your faith. What is your faith?